This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My dear respected brothers and sisters, as some of you guys are aware, the topic that we have chosen to speak about in today's khutbah is the story of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. This great prophet that is mentioned in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal in multiple places. There is huge benefit that can be taken away from his life and the interactions that he had with his people who disbelieved in him. This young righteous man that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to the people in Nineveh, which is a place located in the north of Iraq. He invited them to al-Islam, but they ridiculed him. They made fun of him. They laughed at him. And eventually he decided to leave. وَأَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ مِئَةِ أَلْفٍ أَوْ يَزِيدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to 100,000 people, or even more, subhanallah. He invited them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, they refused. Just like the disbelievers gave the previous prophets a very, very hard time. And this, my brothers and my sisters, is a huge lesson that we can take away, right? When you are someone who's giving da'wah to the people, whether they are relatives that are non-Muslims, whether they are individuals who are Muslims but have gone astray, individuals who might make fun of you for being a conservative Muslim. Look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He tried to give da'wah to his own son. Allah, he tells us, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ He was sent to his people. He was with them for 950 years, calling them to testify that no one has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah. If you want to worship, then do not carry out idol worship. Go straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who believed in him, as Allah tells us, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ Those who believed in him were only what? A very few. This tends to be the outcome most of the time, that many people are not going to accept that which you are telling them, especially if they are family members. Especially if they are family members. He tells his son, يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَمْ مَعَنَا وَلَا تَكُنْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ Oh son, get on the ship, because a flood is about to come. Right? His son tried to use his intellect. Don't worry, dad. I'm going to climb all the way to the top of that mountain and that flood won't be able to reach me. What happened? He ended up being drowned. Right? This is a huge lesson, my brothers and my sisters. Especially if you're from a particular locality, a particular area or community. You was that young man once upon a time engaging in all sorts of sins. And now you became older. Right? Expect to be ridiculed. And with Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he was no different. He was from those people, right? He tried to give them da'wah, they laughed at him. They mocked him. They ridiculed him, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates all of these stories to who? To none other than our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal, he addresses our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying to him, وَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ Be patient, O Muhammad. Be patient with your people. Right? And wait for the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do not be like the companion of the hoot, the whale. Who is the companion of the whale? None other than Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. He left his people and he boarded a small passenger ship, wanting to get away from his people as far as he could, because he knew after they reject the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's invited them to al-Islam and they've refused, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down upon them. So he got on the ship, even though what Allah azza wa jal wanted from him was to remain with them, to continue calling them to Allah azza wa jal, not to leave, right? And this is why now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told, in the Quran, these verses are being sent down by Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not be like the Sahib al-Hut. Don't be like Yunus in this regard, who left his people, We know it's difficult to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You think it was easy, my brothers and my sisters? He was the most honorable person to ever walk on the face of this earth. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, not only was he verbally abused, he was also physically abused. They called him every name under the sun. And Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know, O Muhammad, that which they keep saying about you is causing you a lot of pain. It's causing you to feel hurt. It's not easy, my brothers and my sisters, right? Being insulted by a relative, being humiliated by them is not the same as some random guy coming up to you and throwing abuse at you. Even once upon a time, subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to the Kaaba and he tried to invite the people to listen to him. After he spoke, out of all people, his uncle, blood uncle, brothers and sisters, right? He says to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ali hadha jama'tana? You gathered us for this? Tabban lak sa'ir al-yawm. May you perish for the rest of the day. And this is when Surah Al-Masad, Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab, came down, right? Condemning what Abu Lahab did to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam on that day. For all of us to read. So Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was meant to stay with his people. However, he decided to leave, to be far away from them, right? So that when the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla arrives, he is nowhere to be seen. So he boarded the ship, my brothers and my sisters. However, deep into the night, the storm started raging at the ship that they were on. And he started moving to and fro. So the captain had to make a decision. After they removed all of the luggage that was excess on the ship, it was still going to drown. So they decided, after the captain spoke, that they are going to remove one of the passengers and throw him off the deck. So they decided to cast a lot. Who's going to be removed from the ship so that we all don't die together? Let us get rid of one so at least we can save the rest of these lives. So they decided to cast a lot. Guess whose name comes out? None other than Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. The people on board, they did not want to throw him off because they were like, this man is a righteous young man, right? Why should we pick him out of all of the people? If anyone should say it's him, perhaps maybe because of his presence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save us. And being amongst the righteous, my brothers and my sisters, it comes with a lot of advantages, comes with a lot of perks, as opposed to being with those who are wretched, individuals who are disobeying Allah azza wa jal. The wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal is expected to come down upon them when they engage in filth and evil. Right? Second time round, they casted a lot. Guess whose name comes out again? None other than Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. They were like, no. We can't throw him off the deck. Third time, that's exactly what happened again. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, this great prophet, was selected. So what did he do? He threw himself off. He threw himself off the deck. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that he was swallowed by a huge whale. Subhanallah. You can imagine now, my brothers and my sisters, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the sea, and also the darkness in the stomach of that whale. Three darknesses. And he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? وَذَنُّونِي, and Allah tells us this in the Quran, Surah Al-Anbiya. وَذَنُّونِي إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَن لَن نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam left his people angry, and he thought that we wouldn't deal with him, right? فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. And he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while stuck in the darkness of the stomach of the whale. He called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And la ilaha illa ant, subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. No one has the right to be worshipped in truth except you, O Allah. Subhana, glory be to you. Indeed, I have wronged myself. I am from amongst the wrongdoers. I shouldn't have done that. Right? There's a number of benefits that we can take away from this particular point, my brothers and my sisters. Very quickly, number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests those from amongst His righteous slaves. You have Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, right? Being thrown into this darkness. Now compare that to the difficulties and the hardships that you are going through. No matter how dark it gets, my brothers and my sisters, I don't think it'll be this dark. Three darknesses, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the sea, and the darkness in the stomach of that whale. When you think that there is no light to the end of the tunnel, then remember the likes of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who was thrown in the well, abandoned and forsaken by his own brothers. Remember Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, who was maybe even in a darker hole. When you think that there is no light to the end of the tunnel, remember these prophets. These prophets in the Quran, my brothers and my sisters, are there to inspire every single one of us. When we feel down, when we feel miserable, when we feel sad, open up the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just today, someone sent me a screenshot of one of the news tabloids saying that in the UK, depression has gone through the roof like no other. Right? Likewise, mental health. Right? And a lot of the time, my brothers and my sisters, we can find the answers in none other than the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the pain that we are experiencing at a time. When you feel like that all of the doors have been locked in your face, remember these prophets who went through that which is far greater than that which any of us have ever maybe gone through or what we are going to go through. So he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And this, my brothers and my sisters, is the way of the righteous. When they go through difficulties, when they go through hardships, and no matter how righteous you think you have become, expect to go through difficulties and hardships and trials and tribulations. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءَ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. The most severely tested people are none other than the Anbiya, the prophets. They were severely tested. Right? And then those who are like them, and then those who are like them. Also, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَبَّ شَخْصًا تَلَاهُ. If Allah loves an individual, He tests him. Now, what do we as individuals do? What is our thought process? What is the mentality that we should have? Or how we should react when we go through hardships and difficulties? It could be that Allah loves us, right? But it could also be due to our sins that we go through these hardships and difficulties. We have evidences for this case, and we have evidences for the sins that cause us to go through hardships and difficulties. When Allah said, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Never do you go through calamities, except that it is because of what you have carried out with your own hands. So how do I know if it's this, or how do I know if it's that? We put ourselves in a win-win situation, right? By returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he could have easily used that card, oh, I'm Mr. Righteous, right? I spent all of these years calling my family members, my relatives, my people to al-Islam, and now Allah is testing me because He loves me. He could have easily used that card, but what did he do, my brothers and my sisters? He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. And that's how we should be, right? We need to be individuals who are what? Self-critical. This is a quality, my brothers and my sisters, that a lot of us do not adorn ourselves with. It is something that we tend to be far and far away from, because it's difficult to accept, right? It's difficult to accept. A lot of us are in denial. We've become numb to a lot of that which we fall into. It's important that we sit down. Perhaps maybe I'm going through this because of a sin that I committed. You put yourself in a win-win situation, which is what? Tawbah. And you will not lose out, as Allah says. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَّهِرِينَ. Allah loves those who constantly go back to Him, and those who are pure. Have you lost out? If it's because of your sins, you've repented. If you are now going through this difficulty and hardship because Allah loves you, you've only what? Increased in status in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Right? So this attitude of being self-critical is extremely, extremely, extremely important. So he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa ant, subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said about this dua, never does an individual utter this dua except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his dua. Never do you make this particular dua, La ilaha illa ant, or this dhikr, La ilaha illa ant, subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And then you add whatever you want from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will what? Respond back to you. So what happened, my brothers and my sisters? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. This fa is the ta'qib, meaning it happens straight away. Allah Azza wa Jal responded back to him. Another important point that I want to highlight, my brothers and my sisters, from this verse is, he did something called tasbih, subhanak. Right? He glorified Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in Surah As-Safat, فَلَوْلَا أَنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ لَلَبِثَ فِي بَطْنِهِ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. If he wasn't someone who used to constantly engage in Subhanallah, 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 he would have stayed in the belly of that whale all the way up until the day of resurrection. Some of the scholars of tafsir, they say this was something that he used to do, right? Not only after getting stuck inside of that stomach, it is something that he used to stick to even when he was what? Inviting the people to Islam. He used to do this constantly, right? So the scholars, they took from this that when you are an obedient, devout worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when things are not necessarily going too bad, right? Allah Azza wa Jal will be there for you the moment you are struck with difficulty. Some of us at this moment in time might be living a life of joy and happiness, right? There's not much bad, and I put this in quotation mark because this is something that is very subjective, bad. Huh? We might not necessarily be going through difficulties, and we are devout worshippers of Allah Azza wa Jal. We constantly engage in dhikr. The moment you go through some difficulty, Allah Azza wa Jal will relieve you of your problems almost instantly. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَعَرَّفْ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ يَعْرِفْكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Be someone who has a relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal when things are going great. And when you go through difficulties, Allah Azza wa Jal will almost instantly respond back to your needs. And that's a very, very important lesson, my brothers and my sisters. A lot of us, we only turn to Allah Azza wa Jal when things go wrong, right? Only when things go wrong, Ya Allah, help me. Right? Not that I'm saying you shouldn't, but why is it, my brothers and my sisters, we are oblivious and unmindful of Allah Azza wa Jal when we are showered with blessings and His mercy? أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. My beloved brothers and sisters, I think it's important to emphasize, especially with, I don't even feel comfortable saying it, Christmas around the corner, right? 2 days away. How the Muslim should conduct himself, right? As time has gone on, my brothers and my sisters, we've become extremely desensitized to that which is in contrary to the Sharia. So much so that we try to look for every excuse to validate our actions, right? And that's because of us being around a certain people for so long, right? That we've adopted and embraced their ways, their conduct. And unfortunately, my brothers and my sisters, this is the reality that we are dealing with. I am not saying that we have to be violent at all. I'm not saying that we have to harass any individual on the face of this earth. All I'm saying, my brothers and my sisters, be someone who's principled. Be someone who holds on to his morals and his values. You have the rainbow team, right? Rainbow team. Who are holding on to their morals and their values. Look at the way they dress when they march on the roads. Absolutely no shyness. La haya. Right? And they tried to shove this down everyone else's throats, right? This is what we stand for. Right? You need to stop behaving in this way and you need to accept us and whatever have you. If you want to go and do whatever you want, that's entirely up to you. But why are you forcing it down my throat? We've seen what happened in Qatar with the World Cup. How desperately they attempted to shove these concepts down the mouths of Muslims. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا إِنَّهَا سَاءَتْ مُسْتَقَرًّا وَمُقَامًا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ وَآخِرُ الصَّلَاةِ